I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Go sit by me. Okay. Oh, I like your cowboy boots.
Thank you.
Those are handsome. Can you remind me of your name?
Owen.
You're Owen, that's right. And you're Miller?
Andrew.
You're Andrew, you're Miller. Miller, you're the oldest. And then we've got Calvin and Isabel. Well, thanks for coming up, everybody. I was going to talk about friendship, but when I see Owen and Andrew here, especially being a little bit younger still, I have a different idea. Do you ever play dress up when you play? Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to dress up as? A cowboy?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I bet you are a great cowboy. Do any of you other play dress up, or did you when you were younger? Oh, so what are some of the things you dressed up as when you were younger? Calvin? Can you say that louder? Probably a superhero. Isabel? Superhero? Firefighter? How about you?
A sheriff.
Oh, those are all really fun things to... What do you want to be when you grow up?
A SWAT.
A SWAT?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my goodness, that sounds like so much fun. Why do we dress up when we play sometimes? Calvin? We want to pretend that we're other people? We want to pretend that we're different than what we are?
Yeah.
That when you dress up like a superhero, you want to pretend that you're different than just being regular old you, right? Or you want to pretend that you're a firefighter when you're not a firefighter, or that you're a cowboy when you're not a cowboy, because it's fun to dress up and pretend that we're something else. And you have cowboy boots. I bet that really helps when you dress up like a cowboy. You look like a real cowboy.
But not with a hat
on. Well, there are some things that we do that we pretend to be somebody else that we're not without dressing up. And sometimes we tell other people that we are something that we're not. So I might say to somebody, I believe in Jesus, but maybe the way that I behave doesn't look very much like Jesus. Or maybe I can say that I love my neighbors, which is what Jesus wants us to do, but my actions and my behaviors don't really show that I love my neighbors. And so sometimes there are things that we can pretend to be, and it doesn't show through in our actions. And that's kind of what the gospel today is talking about, that Jesus wants who we say we are to match up with how we live our lives and how we behave. And so when we say that we believe in Jesus, that our life looks like Jesus's life. And when we say we love others, that we actually love others, that we don't just say something, we do it and we live it. But the tricky part is, it's a lot harder to do it than it is to just say it, right? How easy is it to say, I love my neighbors? Say it, I love my neighbors. But it's a lot harder to do it sometimes, isn't it? But even when it gets hard to do those things, Jesus is with us, and God gives us God's Holy Spirit to help us. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for each other. Help us to make our words and our actions match. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up, everybody.